We're talking today and all this week about the goal of parenting. It's to raise a godly adult.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and yesterday we talked about how raising an independent adult is raising an adult that doesn't conform to the culture. But there's a process in that. And the first step, of course, is to make sure that you're not conforming to the culture and you having the right mindset and how to raise your child to think that way.
Well, you walked us down a road I had not intended to go, but it's a very valuable road. No, example we set is huge.
Yeah.
And when I don't set a good example, which happened regularly, we had a Thanksgiving at my home where, for some reason, my brother-in-law thought it would be funny to get the kids talking about, when they were all adults, this was 2 years ago, get the kids talking about the dumb things that Bob did as a dad. It was one of the funniest Thanksgivings we've ever had.
Oh, what did they say?
Just some of the things I would say to try to get them to, almost once a scare tactic, you know, you don't want to go there. Let me tell you what happens to people that go there. And the minute it was out of my mouth because I hadn't thought through it, I realized this is the dumbest thing. And they all burst out laughing. They both burst
and they
out
remember
laughing.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they remember everything. Absolutely, positively everything. It was a great, hilarious Thanksgiving. There were some visitors at the house that thought, wow, I didn't know Bob was this messed up, actually.
He figured it out after he raised his kids.
Oh, it was great. But I think that you're exactly right. I am a role model for my children, like it or not, want it or not. I mean, that old adage, don't do as I do as I say, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because especially more so today, children are visual learners. They're not auditory learners. They live in visual world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to choose to set the example for my kids and live the way I want my children to watch that. Well, the farmer thought through that and the general store owner thought through that because his kids were around him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we act like we're not. We buzz into their lives and then we're at soccer games yelling and screaming like we're 12-year-olds and saying harsh things to people and wonder why we hear our children talking to other people like that.
Mm-hmm.
So your example of, yes, I am setting an example and I need to be independent in my purchases. Why do I purchase that? I need to be not conforming to this culture in the way I dress as a woman. Have I conformed to this culture?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we're doing this broadcast out of South Florida. South Florida is a very cosmetic, very provocative culture. And it's a very sad statement. I think it's a sad statement for the female in South Florida because has it gotten to the point where she thinks that's all she brings to the table is how tight her clothes can be.
And it's a power tool for the woman too. So,
well, she may think it's a power tool, but the American male doesn't see that giving her more power. It just sees that her being more meat, really.
Right.
And so
that's the reality of it.
No, it's very sad. I'm always amazed that the American female doesn't stop the American female from being used like that. Whole nother subject. But having said that, so mom dresses like that and wonders why daughter dresses like that and then wonders why 14-year-old daughter who dresses like that attract boys, not for her brains or for her fun or for her heart, but for the way she dresses and wonder why daughter gets in trouble. So I was thinking through, where's this thing going as parenting? I want my children to be able to be used by God. And so I want to raise them in a way that's independent of this culture. And I want to raise them to be a godly adult. So I think as a parent, we've got to decide, what do adults need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Adults don't need to play soccer. The purpose of soccer is not for the soccer. The purpose of soccer is a team sport. The purpose of soccer is using this awesome body God gave to you. The purpose of soccer is to teach kids to pass off. There's so much awesome stuff in a game of like soccer. I think soccer is one of the greatest sports ever done. But it's not about winning the game. It's about learning how to be part of a team.
Yeah. And you can miss a lot of those lessons. And even as an adult, your kids can lose out on a lot of lessons if you don't open up too. I think sometimes we kind of keep safe. Our children are sort of in Tupperware boxes where we don't allow them even an insight into our work world.
Right.
You know what? Talk about some of the ethical issues you're having to deal with at work. Talk out loud your thinking process of that, because sometimes we think, well, they don't care. And it's an adult stuff. That's adult stuff. But how are they ever going to think like adults if you don't expose them to some of the things that you have to deal with as an adult?
Oh, yeah. I think one of the greatest pictures of raising an independent child took place in the previous century with a man named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was so young when he took Hitler on. He was so young when he took on the church in Germany. And the biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer is amazing. It's a great read from last year. And I think not only that, but watching the parenting that went on in his life, they were raising a child to be an independent individual and not really be bound by the flaws of the culture. I want that child to go out the door. I want him to be able to make decisions regardless of the people around him. I want him to resist buying things. I want him to follow God regardless of whether it's popular in his or her school, in his or her university, and then in his or her workplace. I want them to be able to walk away and say, I'm not doing this, rather than say, hey, you know, the only reason I really did this is because everybody else at work was doing it. Mm-hmm. Really? Then we missed something somewhere in the teaching. The only reason, you know, I got involved in that, you know, it's those 12 men, 12 of the most brilliant men of our time that were in the Rose Room with Richard Nixon, who all decided to perpetrate the lie. One man, just one man could have stood up. And now, through that, Chuck Colson became a Christian, and several others actually became Christians. But one man said, this is wrong, I won't be a part of this. 12 men who couldn't stand up and say, this is wrong. Not an independent thinker. They were performance thinkers. Look where we are. We'll lose all this. Mm-hmm. Rather than, wow, no, you'll gain everything by telling the truth. I want to raise that child, and it's a long-term process starting in toddlerhood.
Yeah.
That toddler is practicing and can't understand, why don't I have unbridled independence?
Mm-hmm.
Give me this, give me that. I want that. Those cookies, can I have more? It's awesome.
And that sounds almost like a teenager too. Once you give them the keys to a car, they feel like their whole world, and it's letting them go a little bit. They went too far. You reel them back
Absolutely.
In. That was a new concept for me as a stepmom of several teenagers now, but you know, let them go a little bit. Okay, they went too far. So you don't cut everything off completely. You reel it back in and try it again, and you try it again, and you try it again until it comes. That was new to me, because the natural thinking was,
we're
all
done.
Right, you went too far, cut it off. You're not done. You're done until you're 18, until you have to drive again.
So
you know?
What that says is, though, we're not sure they're ever going to be driving again, or maybe at 18
right.
When you're out the door. You know, it's the couple that called me about, they gave their child, probably too young, but they gave their 12-year-old an iPad. And it wasn't the iPad, but it was a total access iPad. And all of a sudden, they discovered that that child was looking at pornography on the iPad. And they took the iPad away. And I said, how long have you taken it away? Well, we've had it for 6 months. We have no intention to give it back. I said, really? So you don't think he's ever going to have to deal with that? Ever? It's not going to be less cyber world. It's going to be more cyber world, and he will go out the door. I would suggest you put the boundaries. I would suggest you put the firewalls up. I would suggest you do all the things you need to do. However, I would suggest you look at it regularly and give it back, take it away, give it back, take it away, give it back, take it away.
It just takes a lot of intentionality to
do that.
With
does.
The cell phones, with, and there's so much access that we have an entire series on that, privacy versus protection.
Yes. So. Well, we're kind of verging on the thought that, do we think parents are lazy? Do they think they just want quick decisions? I want to fix this rather than train this. And because some of the thought process is, I'm only responsible for him till he's 18. When he goes out there and messes up after 18, no, you don't really mean that. And so, yes, it is try it again. And it's tried. It's kind of like we had a boy here at Sheridan House who no dad. And we play a sport every Tuesday, and we stay with the seasons that are happening. And I remember last year during baseball season, he went almost the whole year without hitting the ball. It would break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, I happened to be out there the first time he hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he got thrown out at first, he was ecstatic.
Of course.
And back and back and back. We keep putting him up to the plate. You keep putting him back on the horse, and you keep cheering for their effort. We need to keep allowing our children to try independence, but it's a process. Where parents think it's stages, okay, this is the stage they date. We're having them date. We're letting them date. Or they wear us down. And they, so we say earlier than we want that they can date. Really? So you haven't practiced anything prior to that? You haven't had talks with them? You haven't spent time building that relationship with that child prior to that? And you didn't practice parties before you practiced dating? You're kidding me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's slow independence. Just like you said, the driving takes place first in the school parking lot or wherever you do your church parking lot. And then it's just around there, and you stretch it and stretch it and stretch it and stretch it. And actually, I think I used a golf cart with one of mine. Let's practice driving a golf cart first.
Less damage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we ended up wrecking the golf cart, but yes, it was okay. It's okay.
Well, lesson learned.
It's all good. It's all good, yes. In this toddlerhood where they want and almost demand Total independence. I want in that drawer. I want to touch that. I want to go in this room. I want to climb those stairs. Mm-hmm. You decide what they can and can't do, and you do not let them do the things they can't do. You do not cave. Your no means no. And it's cute when it's a toddler, and it's part of the developmental process when it's a toddler. But it's not cute when it's a teenager, and it's a nightmare when it's a spouse, when it's an adult
yeah.
who doesn't understand the word no and has never taught himself the word no. And it expands beyond that. You know, basically, year after year, you add more things to their plate that they're responsible for. And by adding that, you're giving them more freedom of decision making. And there's a consequence for a poor decision, but there's cheering for a great decision. But it's not including nagging. You're going for the day when they're able to do their homework on their own. You're going for the day. And even though you may have looked at it at some point, this is almost impossible for moms, I know. We have looked at it and said, did you want to turn it in like that? And mm-hmm. it's not what it could be. And because we've done it for them, or the science projects right. for them, they have never experienced an F. Mm-hmm. And so what are we postponing the F till college?
Right.
When you're not, unless you're going to move in the dorm with them. End of the day.
And some
oh, yeah.
visit frequently, oh, I've yeah. heard.
Well, I probably visited too much, yes. I think the game plan here is I want to imagine what he or she could be if I did the effort now to make them independent. So we want to work on that.
And a lot of it starts, you know, you've got the early stages, even like your grandkids who are like 3 and almost 1 or whatnot. But even those stages between 5 and 10, the elementary school is key. I mean, I've seen where if they can be disciplined at that time, middle school's a little easier, high school's a lot easier, and especially adulthood.
High school's fun. If people do what you said, high school's fun. I had more fun with my kids in high school than when I was in high school.
Why, were they like on a friendship level, are you saying?
No, they were still my kids, and they weren't perfect. But they understood. They understood.
They're just responsible?
You do this, and there's a consequence. Done. Oh, yeah, they did normal high school things.
But you did the hard work when they were in elementary
school. We did, and so it was fun. And you know, they were leading student Bible studies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got it. Now, were they normal? Yes. Did I end up once having to go to school for a driving situation in the school parking lot? Yes. And was there a consequence? Yes. And did I drive home from that laughing? Yes. thinking, if this is it, bring it, because yeah. I'm so grateful they're not like I was in high school.
But then how about maybe those parents who have teenagers? It's been a disaster. They're a disaster. And is there hope?
For them? Yeah. And if I didn't think there was hope, we wouldn't be working at Sheridan House. There's always hope. But the longer the cement has been sitting there, the harder the cement is and the more work you have to do to mold that cement. I, again and again and again, I've got to decide that this is so important. So if my child is an elementary school child, then what do I need to do to slowly start emancipating them? And that means I got to give them chores they are responsible for without hovering, and give them what the finished product looks like starting early on, taking out the garbage, whatever it is. And even though they're not going to do it perfect in elementary school, they're going to learn, and that's going to be their chore to get done. And if there's chores not done, there will be a consequence, period, end of story. Also in elementary school is when we started them with allowance, and they had the freedom to make decisions with their allowances. There were some obvious no things that no one in our household will buy, and when they got into middle school, and that meant then there was, we'd have to review the music that they were going to buy or download or whatever it is. And if you waste your money on something that you didn't bring to me, then I'm going to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have some standards here, and I'm here to help you with those standards. But I gave them the independence to make those decisions, and with that came the independence of some heartbreak in mm-hmm. the process. Mm-hmm. We want to raise our children to be and grow up and function independently of this culture.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And if you want more resources on this concept of raising an independent child, a great book written by Dr. Bob Barnes with a lot more stories as well. It's called Ready for Responsibility, and you can find it online at shfm.org. That book and all other resources for parenting or marriage, the proceeds go to help the children's homes. That's, again, online at shfm.org. You can also support the children's homes directly by sending a 2-letter text that gives $10 to the ministry and adds that $10 to your cell phone bill. Just text the letters SH, short for Sheridan House, and send it to 41518. To hear this program again, share it, comment on it, go online to parentingonpurpose.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about this topic of independence here on Parenting on Purpose.